So you have a new baby. Is there such a thing as an old baby? And you're going to have a discussion, I presume, at some point between husband and wife. I suspect this is what people do, where you make a decision whether you're going to be honest with her. Do you have those discussions? Where you make decisions about whether to teach a child to be honest? No? Then what do you do when she says, "Mommy, am I beautiful?" You see, we get caught in the same trap as the Pharisees did in the gospel today, when Jesus accuses them of a lack of honesty, a lack of authenticity. And it's a good lesson for us. Now, I'm setting aside those times when people ask questions that they have no right to the answer. Or those times when we deceive ourselves about what's best. And asking, has it really proved worthwhile for us to be people who believe that little white lies are okay? We say, well, I can't say you're fat because you'd be upset with me. And so we build a case for all the lies we tell. And it's gotten to the point where we tell lies about everything. And we wonder why we have trouble in our lives. And we have trouble because of what Jesus pointed out to those people who were questioning him. You have lost your authenticity. You see, a child watches. And if a parent says, well, my child, beauty's only skin deep. But they spend all their time taking care of their skin and have no time to build those inner qualities that we say really matter. Then don't we give ourselves away? You and I are challenged today by this gospel to ask ourselves if we've ever humbled ourselves. And how do you humble yourself? By being honest. Humility comes from honesty. Humility isn't staged by not being prideful. Humility is the decision that I trust that God will take care of all. And I can trust enough in my life to challenge myself to give up what has become culturally acceptable to lie about everything. To lie to customers, to lie to clients, to lie to people we're going to sell something from or buy something from, to lie to our friends, to lie to our spouses and our children. And we always disguise it as I'm doing it for their own good. See, parents are given the great opportunity to teach children by the example of their living what matters. And sometimes it gets hard. And when it gets hard, we give in to the shortcut, the quick lie, the white lie, the easy lie. You and I have to ask ourselves down deep, are we like those people Christ is talking to in the gospel who have lost our authenticity? No one can trust anymore that we'll tell the truth. And the truth isn't something that hurts. Sometimes questions need to be rephrased. I don't think it's important whether you think your daughter is beautiful. I think it's important whether she thinks she's beautiful. So maybe that's the time to say to her, what do you think? And find out how she describes beauty and use that as a teaching moment to help her understand that beauty comes from honesty. You see, true honesty is happiness. True authenticity is happiness. Would you rather be married to a beautiful person or a happy person? We start out in our lives and we think beauty is what matters. And then you find out it is only skin deep. Happiness matters much, much more. There's a great line in a movie, "You can't take the truth." And we come to say, "Well, that's how I feel. I just can't tell you the truth because it would hurt you too much." No, then that isn't truth. That's representing things in a way that's meant to hurt people. So you protect yourselves and you protect your dishonesty. My brothers and sisters, our God who created us wants us to be happy. And Jesus was teaching his followers that happiness happens when you become honest with yourself, when you become real and authentic. When you're clear about what matters and what doesn't. We are given the chance during the coming days to live out our belief, to give up the path that allows us to choose the little white lie, and instead recognize we can deal with what we need to. We can be honest about things, and it helps people, it grows people, it challenges us to grow. So that we become better and we become clearer about what matters in life and what doesn't. I don't suspect people really have a conversation about deciding how much we lie to each other, but maybe we should.